Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our two-part study titled, The Muslim Problem. This is part two of two.
The point is that we are dealing with a fascist philosophy called liberalism. Liberals are fascists. Liberalism is fascism. If Hillary Clinton is elected, she will put a liberal on the Supreme Court, and all these hate crime laws that have been struck down as violations of the First Amendment will finally be made law, and it'll be nationally. And so then people like me who go out and preach against this wickedness, preach against Sodom, preach against Islam, will be imprisoned, will be fined and imprisoned. And worse, coming down the pike. And of course, most people won't believe it. But go study history. Study the nation of Israel and how they rejected the message of the prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and all the minor prophets that spoke out. And learn the history recently of those who tried to warn about Adolf Hitler and Nazism. And you'll see that they were on the left, they were in denial. They tried to appease Hitler and the Nazis, just like they're appeasing Islam. And then some on the right denied that Nazism was the problem and tried to blame the Jews and others for what was going on in Germany. And that's what some of the far right are doing today. They're saying it's not Islam, it's the New World Order. I say it's both. Islam and Muslims, they are useful idiots, they're willful, useful idiots, and the New World Order is using them for their agenda. That's the reality we live in. And Facebook is fascist book, and Mark Zuckerberg is the head fascist. Now, I want you to understand something. When I use the phrase useful idiots, I'm not name calling. That's what they're called. That's what Stalin and Lenin calls liberals in their day who helped communism. I'm not just calling names. That's what they are. They're useful idiots, meaning that they're too stupid to realize that when the communists take over, the liberals are the first people they kill. Just read the history of everywhere that communism took over, the very people that helped them take over, they were killed first. They were the first ones to line up and put them in the the firing lines. I couldn't think of the word. Firing squad. Firing squad. Thank you. So that you can disagree, but that's how I see it. I'm convinced. I've had plenty of people, especially on the left, try to convince me otherwise, including friends, relatives, neighbors. And I'm telling you, I don't trust any of them. These liberals in my family, liberals in my neighborhood, liberals that I went to school with, I believe would turn me in a heartbeat. I've seen the way they live and the way they treat people, for starters. It's a spiritual thing, and I repeat that this is history repeating itself. Who was it that said that the one thing you learn from history is that men don't learn from history? And America is just repeating. If you go back and study World War II, as I mentioned in that video, liberals were appeasing Hitler. And that's what caused the Second World War. Now, I believe there were some who wanted it. And so there's, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm a conspiracy believer. I'm not a theorist. I believe the conspiracies. When it's there, there are some crazy ones. When it comes to World War II, I believe that there were people who wanted that war, and the banksters always want war. If you study history beyond the textbooks and you get into the real history, you'll find the love of money is the root of all evil. God said that, and for years I have to tell you, I'd say, yeah, I believe that. In the back of my mind, I thought, that's crazy. How can you blame money for the love? The more you study history, you're going to find out that the love of money is the root behind all this evil. I can go on and on about that, but let's go on. Liberals appeasing Islamists will bring about World War III. I'm not prophesying, I'm promising. The Bible says this. We taught about it
4 years ago, I think it was. This is just one of our texts we went through for several, about 3 or 4 weeks, I think. The Gog-Magog War in Ezekiel 38, and we don't have time to run all this, but go look it up, and you look at the nations that are going to line up with Russia, and it's modern-day Iran, Persia, and Libya, and Ethiopia, and you go look at all the nations, and you can see they're all already allies. Mm-hmm. Against who? Israel and the United States. And the Bible teaches that Persia, Sheba and Dedan, Ethiopia, Libya, Tarshish, Gomer, Meshech, Tubal, Tugarma, Magog, all those are going to come down. And here's that big bad country right there that you can barely see on the map. That's why I say it's not even intellectually feasible. It doesn't make any sense. It's spiritual. And just from June 4th to July 5th, this is what we've got. This is the Ramadan Bombathon scorecard. This is the final tally. In the name of Islam, there were 238 terror attacks, 1,850 people killed. Yeah, it's true. They were killing apostate, what they consider apostate Muslims, but there were also Orthodox, Yazidis, all kinds of others mixed in there. All other religions combined committed zero attacks and killed zero people. And if you look specifically at people like me, labeled Islamophobes, we didn't attack anybody or kill anybody. Your news media will not paint that picture. And the children in the schools are not given that picture. And most of the churches aren't giving their people that picture either. That's reality.
Amen.
Here's also the reality. If it would have said Christians, and it would have said one attack, and would have said one person killed, your news media would have made that the equivalent of 238 attacks with 1,850 people dead.
Sure, right. As a matter of fact, that thing in Florida.
Yeah, they tried to blame the Orlando attack on the NRA, Christians, and guns. There wasn't an NRA member there. If there had been, that guy wouldn't have killed that many people. And there weren't any Christians of any real nature there. And the only guns that were there were in the hands of the guy doing the killing. Although I have to segue, there's a whole lot about that thing that don't add up either. And Judge Napolitano read the FBI report that said that nobody even died until 5:30 a.m. when the SWAT team went in. That's the FBI report. And all I can tell you is, folks, it's a world of lies you live in right now. And when you read the FBI reports of pretty much any of these terrorist attacks, it doesn't match what's on the news. I'll never believe the 9/11 Commission report. I'm not that stupid. And I saw the video of Building 7 where demolition detonations take place, dozens of them. It's on video. And then the building comes down. Building 7, a building that wasn't hit by a plane, a building that had no fuel splash on it, but somehow had explosions that were demolition explosions, and it came down at free fall speed, which is impossible outside of a orchestrated demolition. I'm just not that dumb. Sorry. Some of you may thought I was, but I'm not. All I'm telling you is, folks, you better not. If you believe the status quo, the government reports, I says, please wake up. Please wake up. And the liberal New Age Masonic propaganda has conditioned the American mind, and it's gone on for decades, to believe that Islam is just like, you know, the Presbyterians. Islam's just like the Methodists down the road. And it isn't recent. All my life, outside of my local church and my family, very few people believe that Jesus Christ was not a liar. Most of my school teachers that talked about the issue Most of the books I read about the issue, most of the people on the news that I grew up watching, most of the people I knew in my community believed that Jesus Christ was a liar. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." All these hicks down in southern Ohio said, "Well, that isn't to be taken literally. As long as you're sincere, you can't tell me that the Buddhist who's sincere isn't going to go to heaven. You can't tell me the Muslim who's sincere isn't going to go to heaven." Yes, I can.
Amen. With faith.
As a matter of fact, it's not me. It's Jesus who told you that.
Right.
Now, I want to show you this. This is a shorter clip. It's only about a minute. But I just want to show you. This is from the Frank Capa series called Why We Fight. Nearly every man who went into uniform and fought for the United States of America in World War II watched these videos. And this is what they were told as one of the founding reasons of why we fight and what America is built on. And when Obama said that America was built with the help of Islam, he didn't make that up. They've been saying that for decades. They told all of our fighting men exactly that same thing. Right here.
Our world. How did it become free? Only through a long and unceasing struggle inspired by men of vision. Moses. Muhammad. Confucius. Christ. All believed that in the sight of God, all men were created equal.
It's a lie.
And from that there developed a spirit among men and nations, which is best expressed in our own Declaration of Freedom. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. It is the cornerstone upon which our nation was built, and the ideal of all the great liberators.
Muhammad did not believe that all men are created equal. And there wasn't a single Muslim involved in the Declaration of Independence.
Amen.
And not a one of those men were referring to Allah.
That's true.
When they talked about the Creator in the Declaration of Independence. That's just a tiny taste of what I'm telling you. If you go back and you rewatch a lot of things even you watched, even things you were raised reading, you go back and read them. I've done it, and I've been amazed at what, when I was 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 years old, I had no idea. Go back and look at it now, and it's pure, new age, one world propaganda. This conditioning's been going on for years. Muhammad was a ruthless dictator.
Amen.
He was not a liberator.
Amen. That's true.
It's just a fact. He spent his adult life telling everybody to convert or die, and if you didn't convert, he either killed you or made you a slave.
That's right.
A demi. And this is what's behind this whole Muslim problem in America, and it is the fact that ignorance kills. Hosea 4:6, God said, "My people are destroyed for what?
Lack of knowledge."
That's it. "Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee."
Amen.
"That thou shalt be no priest to me." He's not talking about just the priesthood. He's talking about all the people. And prophetically, you and I are priests. The priesthood of believers. "Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." The hardest thing today is to get adult American Christians to wake up to the fact that you may be enjoying your little lukewarm life, but you're killing your children.
Amen. That's right, brother. Send them to hell.
Self-centered, self-absorbed, adult Christian men and women are going to watch their children suffer. Islam was a progressive revelation according to Muhammad. So when you pick up a Quran, you'll find places where he says nice things. And it's not in chronological order. You can't start at the beginning and read your way through to the end, and it's not chronological. So what you need to do is get a Quran or some notes that'll tell you where these fit together. And then you can see that after Muhammad got enough followers, enough weapons, and enough money, it became a death cult. And it remained that way until he died. And even after his death, then they had the wars of apostasy where people thought, Muhammad's dead, finally we're free. And they tried to leave this death cult, and the next guy who stepped up killed a bunch of people and, you know, brought them back under his control. That's where the word caliphate comes from. That's what ISIS is building right now, a caliphate. And it ended with a call to violent jihad against all, read that word. Do you know who that is? That's you. Death to the infidel. All believing Muslims are obligated to wage jihad. Obligation. It's not an option. This is from the Unholy Quran. It says, and kill them wherever you find them, and turn them out from where they have turned you out, and al-fitnah, which is disbelief or unrest, means basically leaving Islam, is worse. It's leaving Islam is worse than killing. But if they desist, then lo, Allah is forgiving and merciful. So it's repent or die. And fight them until there is no more fitna, until all the unbelievers are dead. And that's what ISIS believes, folks. They will not stop. There will not be peace. You will either see ISIS destroyed or they will destroy you.
Amen.
Now, I mean, it's not happy, clappy time. I'm sorry about that. But it's got to be said, folks. It's got to be said. People need to lay this out. Preachers need to lay this out for their people. We have got to decide whether we want to live or die as a nation. Men and women have to decide if you're going to look at the reality and make common sense choices about where you live, what kind of self-protection you have for you and your family, and life insurance. Amen? I'm not kidding. And fight them until there is no fitna, and worship is for Allah alone. See that? But if they cease, let there be no transgression except against Al-Zuman, polytheists, and wrongdoers. All believing Muslims are obligated to fight whether they like it or not. And see, right now, just like in Christianity, there's a lot of Christians who don't really follow the Bible. There's a lot of Muslims who aren't following the Quran, but if they did, they'd be killing it. So be thankful for lukewarm Islam. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The unholy Quran, Surah 2, verse 216. Fighting is prescribed for you, and ye dislike it. But it is possible that ye dislike a thing which is good for you, and that you love a thing which is bad for you. But Allah knoweth, and ye know not. All believing Muslims are only given one path to assurance of salvation. You know, in Christianity we say, if you are saved, you're eternally secure. That's by faith alone, not of works. Amen?
Amen.
In Islam, the only assurance, the only eternal security you can have in Islam is to die as a martyr.
That's it.
Everything else is up in the air. The unholy Quran, Surah 4, verse 74 says, let those fight in the way of Allah who sell the life of this world for the other. Whoso fighteth in the way of Allah, be he slain or be he victorious, on him we shall bestow a vast reward. Isn't that just, I mean, you know, all religions are the same. And that's just practically John 3:16.
Amen.
Amen. Huh? Amen? I mean, you just want to throw things at people who say that nonsense.
Amen.
What is wrong with you, Oprah? I mean, you got to have a devil in you.
Amen.
People have gone to her and shown her this information. She'd rather lie to people and make her money, because the love of money is the root of all evil. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
If you defend yourself against Islamic attack, you are to die a horrible death. The unholy Quran, Surah 5, verse 33 says, the punishment of those who wage war against Allah and his messenger and strive to make mischief in the land is only this. This is it. That they should be murdered or crucified, or their hands and their feet should be cut off on opposite sides, or they should be imprisoned. For God so loved the world that He's going to kill you with a horrible death, crucify you, murder you, or just cut off your hands and your feet. Quran 3:16, I guess. All unbelievers in Islam are to be killed. What's that word? Who's that include? Unholy Quran, Surah 8, verse 12 says, I will cast terror into the hearts of those who disbelieve. Therefore, strike off their heads and strike off every fingertip of them. Kumbaya. Come on, join in. Muslims are encouraged to lie for the sake of Islam. This is what you see as moderate Muslims. They are liars.
Amen.
Okay? Just get that through your head. The news media has told you there are moderates. If they're Islam and they are not killing you and they are so-called moderates, they are liars.
Amen.
Islamic law has basically four permissible lies. I give the link down here, but you go to thereligionofpeace.com. Thereligionofpeace.com is the website where you get this information. Taqiyya is saying something that isn't true as it relates to the Muslim identity. In other words, not accepting the label or saying, you know, well, I'm moderate. I'm not really a, you know, I'm not one of those. It's a lie. It's called taqiyya. Kitman is lying by omission, meaning that when people ask you something, you just don't tell them the whole truth. Like, hey, Muhammad, have you ever killed anybody? I like turtles.
Right.
See? They didn't lie, so to speak. They just left out the answer. Taria is intentionally creating a false impression. Oh, bless you. Bless you. I believe you are my brother. Yes, yes. That's Taria. Maruna is blending in by setting aside some practices of Islam or Sharia in order to advance others. Like, for example, five times a day they go into a room and pray. And they don't stand outside and say, Obama said that was the most beautiful sound he's ever heard. The call to prayer. When you get a real Muslim who really obeys this Quran, he'll do that right in your neighborhood. They're doing it in Europe. They're doing it in England. The reason Brexit won is because of that. People are like, this is getting out of hand. They shut down whole streets with hundreds of Muslims with their carpet laying down facing Mecca and praying and stopping traffic.
They're going to take over.
You didn't see that on your news media. Because they're lying crooks.
Amen.
Never tire of me saying that. I love you enough to tell you the truth.
Amen.
Amen. I believe all four of these describe that.
Amen.
I am not joking. This man has done everything he can to destroy your country. He is a liar who has practiced all four types of Muslim lying in order to kill you. He is bringing Muslim terrorists into the borders of this country. He should be tried for treason and should be, if convicted, should be given the constitutional penalty. And CIA, I mean it. I'm not saying I'm going to do it. I'm not telling anybody else to do it. That man is an enemy of the U.S. Constitution,
Amen.
Which as a U.S. citizen, we have sworn to uphold. He is an enemy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I rebuke you, Obama, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And if what I'm saying to you seems a little strong, just start paying more attention.
Right.
That's it. That's all I can say. Much more could be said, but how does this end? We're going to start a fund and we're going to begin building bunkers. No, actually, that's not what we're going to do. Although I do believe in basements for tornadoes. I'm not saying just, you know. But I believe it ends for us at the rapture.
Amen.
Or if you die before the rapture. Until then, this is our collective thorn in the flesh. I mean, I know that's not, you know, the best news you've heard all day. But it's just a thorn in the flesh, folks. They cannot take your soul. And I think it's very unlikely that anybody in here is going to die as a result of the terrorists. But there are going to be more Americans by the thousands die in the next year. And what we're looking at is Gog Magog out on the horizon at some point. And if that happens, then a lot of our young men and women, and yes, women are going to go in combat, are going to die in that war. I believe so. I believe there's a reason why the United States of America is not mentioned in the prophecies about the tribulation period. My personal belief. There is an 80% casualty rate in Ezekiel 39:2 connected with the Gog-Magog war. And it says in 39:2, "And I will turn thee back and leave but the sixth part of thee." And this is talking about Russia and all those Islamic countries. Their military will be wiped out. One in six will survive. That doesn't mean they'll be in good health either. That just means they'll live. And so the Islamic threat will grow, and then boom, you'll have a world war, and then that Islamic threat will be depleted by and large. And by the way, people say, well, you know, Gog Magog's talked about at the Armageddon War. Yes, all the nations will be there. Just because Gog and Magog get defeated really badly in this war doesn't mean there's not going to still be some from Gog and Magog who will still be involved in the Armageddon War. And guess what? There'll be people from Gog and Magog that'll be there at the end of the millennium too, who are turning against Jesus and are wiped out. This will decimate the jihadist movement. But folks, I'm here. Until then, I don't believe it's going to happen. I believe it's here to stay until the Gog and Magog War. The rest will have to wait. And then there's this that we read in Revelation 19:21. Read that with me. Amen. "And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh." Amen. That's it. Until then, preach the gospel, live for God, and keep your powder dry. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I know not a lot of preachers going to tell you that, but I love you enough to tell you that. You better have some powder and keep it dry. Now, I want to say this. There's a lot of things we didn't get into related to this. And I think we can take a few minutes for questions. It's only about 8:45. I didn't go too late. But, you know, that's why we emphasize over and over, folks, everybody in this room, even the kids, even the older people, not looking at anybody, I'm just saying, even the older people. I'm not looking. All of us should be so well learned in the Scripture that we have such confidence in that book that this stuff doesn't scare you. I mean, if you're scared by hearing the truth about what's to come, you need to get in that book more, because we win.
Hallelujah.
We win.
Amen.
And, you know, we got nothing but good things ahead, man. I mean, nothing but good. But in the meantime, let's not be, you know, sticking our heads in sand and pretending that everything's okay when it's not. You know, the house is on fire. You got to try to put the fire out or get out. Amen?